From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to an excerpt from Guys, We Fucked, the Anti-Slut-Shaming podcast. This week, we have a very special guest, comedian and actress from the new film on Netflix, The Wrong Missy, Lauren Lapkus.
Yeah, so check out that interview. And if you want to listen to the whole thing, as well as a bunch of other podcasts you can only find on Luminary by Russell Brand, Roxane Gay, Lena Dunham, Michael Rapaport, and more, head to luminarypodcast.com where you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm learning as I get older that sometimes lust is not healthy, and I thought that that's what was required to like somebody.
Well, yeah, I was listening to
obsessed with them.
I was listening to a podcast from a guest we had on a couple weeks ago, Mark Groves, and I mean he says very clearly like the two things you're looking for in love that you might not realize is what you're looking for is safety and security and trust. These are the things you're looking for, and I think a lot of times we conflate love and lust. Because you think like, oh, I should be feeling these butterflies, which is almost a sign of anxiety and this like, and like manipulation and gaslighting and people and like you hanging on to every word or text message. And you're like, no, that's not how someone who loves you and cares about you, they wouldn't leave you hanging in that way. But so many of us, like even, you know, well into our 30s, it get excited by that. And I feel like especially artists, and we're all artists, and this woman writing is an artist. So I feel like artists really do like drama even a little bit more than non-artists.
Yeah, I do think you're totally right about that butterflies thing, that like people can equate that with love, mm-hmm. when really it can sometimes be that you're uncomfortable and you're like, you're not yourself. Like, I think there's like that feeling. It sounds like this woman with this guy, like it sounds like she's really comfortable. And that's really amazing to find somebody where you're like, we can drive to look at the moon and lay in the thing and talk about whatever. And it's like, that's like what the goal is.
Yeah.
But like, if you're not feeling like nervous about it, it's like, do I even like him? Like there's like, that's such a real thing.
You grow up. Yeah. Especially if that's the only thing you've experienced, you're like, well, then this isn't it. And
I don't know, what do you think? Do you think she should still try to keep seeing him?
I would try to bone. I'd probably try to fuck one more time just to see. I've never slept with somebody long term that the first time was bad. Oh. The first time's bad. I'm like,
I have, and because I've learned to give people a second chance, because sometimes I can think of actually multiple times where the first time was not good and then it ended up being good.
But guys, yeah, sometimes guys, I feel like with you are like they're not sure, they're intimidated or they're nervous more so.
Yeah, because I mean,
yeah,
I'm really not. But that's like the thing. I'm actually like probably like the nicest. Like
they just assume you are and get
in the bedroom. Yeah, because just like all of our listeners, it feels like she answers her own question, because in paragraph one she's like kind of in love with him, quote, and then by the end she's like, I don't even know if I should see this guy again. And you're like, what?
I know. It was a roller coaster. I feel like ultimately she's not going to be able to my assumption is she's not going to be able to like rise to the occasion of like feeling all of these things and whatever. Not that it's like a failure to not feel it, but like it's just not going to happen here. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like she's had, it's been months, they've been close, they've been hanging out, they've had sex, they've kissed, all these things. Like it feels like you kind of can tell whether it's worth pursuing at that point.
Yeah,
I agree.
All right.
It sucks for that guy though. He sounds cool.
Yeah, he does sound. A lot of skills. A lot of varying skills.
He's like very skilled.
The second one is called clit blocked by COVID, 25 and a virgin.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh gosh. Hey, Corinne and Christina, love you too. I'm 25 years old and a virgin. I don't mean to stay one so long, but I'm from a small town and didn't want to sleep with anyone I went to high school with.
Fair.
I felt the same way. I lived at home while I went to college, so there wasn't much opportunity for fucking while living with my parents. Mm-hmm. In January, I got my full-time big kid job. I packed up and moved to Salt Lake City, I'm guessing, or just a salty lake. I was hoping with a place of my own, I'd get the chance to lose my virginity, but COVID.
Don't you think that's the worst place to go to lose your virginity?
Like my new apartment.
My Mormon zone. Now I'm in a new city, stuck working from home. Even when things open up again, how will I go about telling a guy that I'm a virgin? If I don't tell them, will they notice? I want to get it over with, but the only guys I know here are comedians, and my female comedian friend would be grossed out if I showed any interest in them. Oh, what do you think I should do? Can't wait to see you in Salt Lake City again.
Oh my God.
Do you disclose your virginity question?
I love the specificity of like being a comedian too. We get a lot of like comedians writing in because we're always like, don't date comedians. And then I'll always go and date a comedian. And I'm like, well, I'm a comedian, so it's fine. But
I know, I do the same thing. I'm like, I'm like thrilled for any of my friends who marry someone who's not a comedian, but like I married a comedian. Like, I don't know. It's like, and I think he's great. But I'm like, there are some diamonds in the rough, but you have to look really hard. And I found one, but I don't recommend it for everyone. I feel like this is the worst. Like, I feel like the situation we're in right now with COVID is a nightmare for being single and wanting a relationship, especially if she had this goal of like losing her virginity, which feels like absolutely impossible. I'm like, I don't see that happening for her until 2022.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like you got to kind of accept that's not going to happen just based on the way the world is right now. Although I'm sure many people are still having sex with strangers. Just given the way human beings are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, there's like a guy slinking out behind you. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's just such a rough time for that. But I think also you don't necessarily have to tell someone. I don't think.
Yeah, I can't tell the first when I lost my virginity. I was so young, and my boyfriend knew, so I needed to hit somebody to hold my hand through it, which was him, and so I needed that person to know because I was younger. But yeah, I don't know. Can you tell? I don't know. I don't know because some people.
I think they might be able to tell that you're not experienced,
right?
But I don't know that they'd be able to tell you've never had sex. I mean, unless you.
If I had the guy then afterwards he was like, I just lost my virginity, I would have probably wished that he said something, but of course that's his choice, so whatever. But I would have been like, I don't know, it would have done fancier shit or something. You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's at 25, I think someone's just going to assume that you already had lost your virginity. So exactly. And like, unless you bleed, like Lauren said, and I can't imagine that by 25, you haven't, you know, popped your cherry, for lack of a better phrase.
On a horse.
Yeah. I mean, I lost my virginity at 18 and I did not bleed. So.
Yeah. I think that's something that we think of more as like from TV and movies than being like a huge.
I only know one person who actually bled.
I did.
Then I know two. But yeah, I was twirling and doing gymnastics. Like that are like when you're doing stuff like that already happens. Yeah.
You were twirling. This is fascinating.
Yeah. I'm a varsity baton twirler, Lauren. This is my claim to fame.
I fucking love that.
You got a third hand for your baton.
Yeah, that's why I have it's nothing more embarrassing than having varsity letters from baton twirling.
Everyone think it's cool.
That is cool. It's so unique.
I like it. Awesome. I really enjoy twirling. It's super fun. But yeah.
But I think if she could say beforehand, maybe thinking about what you're saying, that you kind of wish that if you did have sex with a guy who was a virgin and you would have wanted him to tell you beforehand, I feel like there's the feeling that she could say beforehand, hey, I just want you to know I'm a virgin, but like, I'm not going to like want to marry you. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that's the only thing that would scare a guy, like, is being like, now you're going to want to like be obsessed with me.
Yeah. Don't catch feelings. Shh.
Yeah, just make sure the person is nice. Like, it doesn't have to be your soulmate. You don't, like, at this point, like, you don't have to wait for, and that's, like, so much pressure to put on yourself and someone else. But just, like, make sure it's, like, a kind human being.
Yeah, and I mean, you could get started on a dating app, or I don't know, because you can't, there's nowhere to meet people yet. So dating app, but then, like, go so slow and then make
them have a COVID test. But, you know, I think that's kind of good. No, but yeah. I think that's kind of good. Like, I think it's kind of good to meet on an app at this point because you can't skip ahead and just like hook up with somebody and potentially miss out getting to know them. Like,
yeah.
You can get to know someone, talk on FaceTime for like months. And then I think that'd be perfect for losing your virginity because you're like trusting this person. You've talked to them for a while. You know a lot about them. And whether or not you date in real life, it's not the end of the world if you don't date past that moment. But
yeah. Yeah. I think it's a fun COVID story too. I mean, it's at least you came, you know, it now is the time that we have the time to get to know people. So
I know. I wonder if a lot of people, I don't know if your friends are going through this, like, are people like getting to know people better through this time with like Tinder or whatever?
I mean themselves. And a lot of people seem to not like it.
That sucks for them. It seems, yeah, a lot.
Gotta be honest.
I think that's so true. Just with people getting so mad about quarantine. I'm like, you can't. Yeah. I think it has a lot to do with like not being able to sit with yourself.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more.
And honestly, I mean, it's hard.
I live by my, Corinne and I both live alone in our apartments and with our dogs, but truly I'm the healthy and happiest mentally that I've ever been.
That's
so
great.
Because I don't have a crush on anybody. I'm not really that interested in anybody. So I can really just calm down and hang out with myself and be silly and stupid.
That's nice.
Yeah. But I think if I wanted a relationship and then quarantine hit, that would probably make me suffer emotionally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to that piece of Guys We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. If you want to hear the complete interview with Lauren Lapkus, you're going to head over to luminarypodcasts.com and you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99. See you there.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.